Susie, I want to do your face. What could I really cause if it looks so?
You see, basic things like saying good morning and good afternoon, it no look like it's so basic after all.
The last, what are you talking about?
Well, you know me as a country girl, and if country people don't have anything else, we have manners.
True.
So when me sit down here, so in the privacy of my office, and this man come take seat next to me desk and I stare in my face like him a watch TV or something, and can't say good morning, me find it quite upsetting. Not because of the mean come to.
Me understand what you're saying, Susie, but why you never say good morning to the gentleman?
Look here. Is him come here, so come see me. And as far as me concerned, if you go into an office or any other space where people there, it is your responsibility if it's a good morning.
Susie have a point. That might be true, you know. But there are almost always exceptions to every rule. So instead of sorrowing up your face like how you turn now, you could have said good morning to the man too. Maybe the poor man don't even realize that him not say morning to you.
Simple things, such as saying good morning, thank you, or even holding the door for the person coming behind you are important to our everyday existence. So too is disposing of your garbage properly, being kind to each other, and being courteous to your fellow road users.
Watch out, brother, you know. Bus man, go on up night, bang to ground, man. Bike man, they can't wait, sir. Oh, let me some man there. Come on, carry on, in the car. Stop, boss, drive the car, man. Jump your God, no.
It takes little or no effort for motorists to develop road rage. And in these moments, we become disrespectful, making rude gestures or shouting insults to our fellow road users. This road rage causes some of us to make deliberate efforts to drive in an unsafe manner, putting ourselves and fellow motorists at risk. Keeping your cool on the road, speaking kindly to others, being respectful, these are all part of the values and attitudes culture the government is seeking to have every Jamaican embrace. Values may be defined as conduct and belief widely regarded as good, while attitudes may be viewed as the behavior based on these beliefs. Values can range from the belief in hard work and punctuality to being independent, respectful, and honest. However, over time, materialism, selfishness, and hate have been replacing core values of peace, love, honesty, and respect. This has been having a debilitating effect on our society, and the government is on a drive to reverse this through the renewal of the Values and Attitudes program.
The government will be convening a series of island-wide consultations to advance this critical process of transformation and to change the culture of how we treat our fellow Jamaicans.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says work has started in this area, but the government will be increasing its efforts to bring about the change needed as it relates to values and attitudes in the society.
I feel we could do much more in terms of the values and attitude. I don't think that we have gotten off the ground the way we ought to. And so what I'm going to be doing is to meet with the churches and other organizations and to also take it to communities that we can get a wide cross-section of persons involved in this program.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. Achieving our Vision 2030 goal of making Jamaica the place to live, work, raise families, and do business is hinged on several economic and infrastructural developments. But achieving this goal is also heavily dependent on our social transformation, our embracing of good values and attitudes. And while the government is working to develop the framework for inculcating values and attitudes among Jamaicans, it cannot do it alone.
It requires each individual taking more personal responsibility to secure a positive change.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. The Good Book encourages us to treat others as we want to be treated, and this is part of demonstrating good values and attitudes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.